7 News Network. I'm Andrew James. A judge revoked the bond of the Auburn teen charged in the deaths of Rod and Paula Bramblett yesterday. Lee County District Attorney Brandon Hughes says 16-year-old Johnson Taylor requested to enter a rehab facility, and the judge granted that request. He will remain in jail until at least Monday and then go to the facility. There's a new police chief in Selma. The Selma City Council has named Lieutenant Kenta Fulford as the new police chief. Former police chief Spencer Collier retired earlier this year. And the Montgomery City Council voted unanimously to repeal an unenforced panhandling ordinance that had drawn heavy criticism. The measure would have required panhandlers to be jailed for 2 days for the first offense unless the sentence was suspended by a judge. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Mr. Sandman. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. My Millbrook store is now closed and all sold items must be picked up or delivered by the 22nd. My Montgomery stores are full of fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, bed frames, and furniture pieces at true discount prices. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are available for prompt pickup or delivery. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite store for 20 years because we offer more choices, lower prices, and great customer service. Oh yeah, and these really snazzy radio ads I do. We sell mattresses by the set, mattress only, or foundation only, and we have quality bed frames in all sizes. We have nice bargain mattresses, a huge selection of mid-range sets, and some of the finest mattresses around, under $3,000. No interest financing is available. We can order odd-sized mattresses, and we will be closed Christmas Eve and day. We're on the Atlanta Highway with 2 showrooms across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
A divided House of Representatives impeached President Trump Wednesday night. A trial will be held in the Senate in January.
A great day for the Constitution of the United States. A sad one for America.
An appeals court has struck down part of the Affordable Care Act. A 2-1 ruling came against the law's mandate that people buy insurance.
A teenager allegedly stole a plane and rammed it through a fence at the Fresno airport. No one was hurt.
The State Department issues a travel advisory for Mexico due to increasing drug violence, saying murders, kidnappings, carjackings, and robberies are widespread.
Uber has agreed to pay more than $4 million after it was found to have permitted a culture of sexual harassment and retaliation at its workplaces.
A dog got stuck in a tree while chasing a cat. California firefighters got the dog down okay. The cat got itself down.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone, to Stone 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Thursday, thumbs up Thursday. Hit law enforcement officer, give him a big thumbs up. Let's see, 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing. But if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Also, I've got a little treat for you for Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's say, hypothetically, you've got kids. Let's say, hypothetically, you've got grandchildren. Let's say you'd like to do something tonight that would be really, really fun. Tonight, from 6 to 8 o'clock, kids will be able to ride with Santa Claus on the hayride for free.
Oh, wow.
At a Sweet Creek Farm Market. So take advantage of that from 6 to 8, first come, first serve. So I get out there early, maybe have a little din-din, and go in there with grandchildren, children. They will love it. Hayride with Santa Claus, 6 to 8. That's what I love about Reed and Karen Ingram. They do things like that. Also, don't forget you can get the Boston Butt for $25 for this weekend for Christmas. They're going to close Tuesday at 2 o'clock. So be ready. Don't get shut out. So if you need pies, cakes, things like that, go down and get it this weekend or get it today. But order your Boston Butt, 280 Farm. I'm telling you, you've got company coming in, family, and you want something to eat that's for per mouth fed, is very reasonable. That Boston Butt is great. And maybe get some baked beans on the side or something like that. I love their potato salad and their coleslaw. All good. and also, if you have unusual gifts that you want to give, like, you know, I saw somebody was buying a birdhouse for somebody that, you know, they go, this is perfect. This is exactly what we need to get them. Is, you know, they'll love this. Okay, so now let's get to, I sent you that third, I sent you the Lindsey Graham thing, didn't I?
Yes.
Gotta listen to Lindsey.
This is cut one. We can just play it from there here, if you will.
Okay.
None of this is even upsetting in the least to me. Because this is who they are. This defines them. This represents everything they have done for 3 years. Can you name one accomplishment besides this? If they want to consider this an accomplishment, this and act like they're not high-fiving. Bull. That's more bullshit, too. But anyway.
Right. So here's the question. Why are they doing this? The reason they're doing it is Nancy Pelosi would lose her job if they did not move toward impeachment. What happened between March and now? In March, we need to be thoughtful and bipartisan. Impeachment should be a grave decision made in a bipartisan manner. What happened? The mob took over the House. The mob is running the Democratic Party. And if she did not move to impeach this president, she would not be Speaker. So she picked her job over what's good for the country. And I hope at the end of the day, it costs the Democrats the House. And it's going to do a lot to reelect the president. Their goal to destroy the president is actually going to blow up in their face. They're going to make it more likely that he gets four more years. And can you imagine what the judiciary would look like with four more years of Donald Trump?
That is so true. Now, he said something that was important. I may have messed up on the labeling of these, but he said something that was very important that I've told you about, that I've gotten on a firsthand basis. Mm-hmm. If Nancy Pelosi would not have done impeachment, she probably would have lost her speakership.
Right.
So what she did is she did impeachment to save her butt so she can be around at least to January, but she's going to be around to January, and she's not going to be Speaker of the House anymore. But she is going to be Speaker of the House, and that's what she's doing. And she did the same thing to these 31.
Well, just to clarify, do you think she won't be Speaker even if the Dems keep their majority?
I think if they keep the majority, which I think would be very unusual.
Right.
I think she may be able to do that, but I don't think she's going to keep the majority.
I don't either. I think this move, along with others, I mean, I don't think the economy this next year is going to falter. I think it's going to be strong for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah, and it's like I said when we were going over, you know, other elections, yeah. You know, Barack Obama winning in 2012. He didn't have opposition. Had things were getting better. You heard about his poll numbers were actually weaker than Donald Trump's, but he ended up with a pretty big win against Mitt Romney, and thought that, and Romney thought, a lot of people thought he was going to win. But when you look at the numbers, he pulled it off, and Romney just couldn't deliver anything. He was negative against Obama and not positive for himself and what he's going to do. That's exactly what they're doing. They're negative on Donald Trump. They're not positive. They're not selling themselves. And you look at that election. You look at midterm for Bill Clinton in 96. He won an electoral landslide Ronald Reagan and in 1984, running against a former vice president, by the way, Walter Mondale, one of the biggest victories ever.
Yeah.
1972, Nixon, one of the biggest victories around, running against George McGovern. I think it's going to be very similar to those type of things. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Lee. Lee, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Joey, Dan, how are y'all today?
Very good, Lee, and you?
Better than I deserve.
There you go.
I got a question.
I may have an answer for you.
I think you will, Dan. If not, Joey can jump right in there.
Well, I can make something up always. Yeah.
There you go. Whenever in doubt, lie.
You know, I'm hearing now that Pelosi may hold off on sending it to the Senate.
Yeah, that's what she said. And talking to folks this morning, the earliest it's going to be there is going to be in the first part of January.
Okay. Just how long can she delay this?
Forever. Up to January of 2021.
Okay. And after that, it's like statute of limitations runs out? Or
no, what happens when you have a new Congress... Only those members of Congress that were there during that vote it's like it wipes the slate clean. It's like there's all this legislation that gets wiped out when you move from one Congress to another.
Okay. I thought that she was trying to pull end around and get a new Congress in and then try to do it, you know, bide her time, so to speak.
And she's up against the wall here because there's no doubt about it on this part. She will lose members of her caucus. And I believe she will no longer have the majority. Once they don't have the majority, show's over and the monkey's dead. Their business is done. And the Republicans are going to be back in, and these are going to be a lot smarter Republicans than the Republicans we have right now or had back in Paul Ryan's day. The only guy who's missing... who will be missing that I think will be an important player, and that's Mark Meadows. If Mark Meadows, and he said he's not going to run, and he may retire early, if that happens, then I think Meadows will be sorely missed.
Right, right. Here's my question, though.
Yes?
You know, if Nancy Pelosi, you know, I've heard several people, and I think I heard you a little bit ago talking about that we still may not get the House back. But with all this is going on...
I think we will get the House back.
Okay.
Joey asked me the question, well, do you think she'll be Speaker if they keep the House?
Oh, okay. I know there's quite a few seats we need to make up, but with all this
17 is all we need, or 18.
18. And your prediction would be what as far as what we get back?
Well, it's too early to tell, but they're starting, the people that are the likely nominees are starting to show up now. There's some races around that the guys that are running are top notch, and they've got money, and they got, and people like them, and they're going to roll over some of these folks.
Well, here's the million-dollar question.
Okay.
Do
I have to pay tax on it?
No. What about the Republicans? I mean, they've always been jelly spines.
Not anymore. Now, let me tell you, they are stand-up folks. They've been taking their Viagra or something. I mean, they're different people. They are different people.
But will it stick? I mean, you know, will it stick? Have they learned their lesson?
Well, here's the thing and this is a great discussion among my group. What made the Republicans all of a sudden come together and develop some you-know-whats? And the answer to that is Donald Trump. And a great way to describe to me is that Donald Trump, they can go get around him and feel safe. Because they know Donald Trump, if somebody messes with them, Donald Trump will go get them. And it's kind of like he's the big bull. And everybody's kind of going in around. All of a sudden, they're getting some moxie. And now you take Donald Trump out of the equation, then they're going to go back to what they used to be.
See, that was my next question. When Trump's no longer president, well, now actually, this is the way I see it. I would like to walk up into Congress and tell them, "You owe me 3 years." So he's not going to get out of office till 2027 because you owe me 3 years of where you messed with it. I know that's not going to happen, but people are frustrated because everything they've done to stop him. Just think if they were to work with him, what he could have got accomplished.
How about this one? Okay, let's say John Roberts, something happens to John Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2023. Donald Trump appoints himself Supreme Court Chief Justice.
Well, I told him not to go on the Black Diamond and ski that way. It's very treacherous.
Could you see a Supreme Court justice tweeting?
Oh, my Lord.
That would be something.
It'd make people's heads explode.
Well, I mean, you know,
Something to think about. Not saying it's going to happen. It's something to think about. That was a Chardonnay moment there. I assure you.
Well, you know, it's just so frustrating with all this kind of stuff. I mean, I'm going to get me a shirt printed up that says, Trump 2020, 2024, 2028, so on and so on. And
don't let the Democrats see it because that's what they're worried about. There was actually a discussion on an MSNBC show saying, do you think he'll really leave the White House if he loses? Or even if he wins, do you think, oh, I couldn't believe it.
Well, you know, Rachel, they call her Mad Owl. I call her Mad Cow.
Of course.
She's just, I mean, she is really smoking the Democrat. I mean, she really needs to get some rehab. I mean, well, all of them do, actually.
Well, the five people that watch that show, it's they all like her a lot.
I don't even think her own family likes her. I think she's got a tight pork chop around her neck just to get the dog to play with her.
Oh, my goodness. Go easy on him now, Lee. Come on.
Well, common sense has left a lot. 3 years ago, common sense left the Democrats. So, I mean, you know, there's something going on. So, you know, I mean, to be this power hungry and to think that half the population is just stupid, I mean, there's going to be consequences. And if they don't figure that out, you just can't fix stupid. So,
well, let me tell you what they're about. I say this not out of wishful thinking. I say it out of my political background. I think they have really messed up, and they're going to greatly regret that. Can you imagine Donald Trump winning a big election? I mean, I'm talking about a butt-whipping election, and picks up the House again. Can you imagine what Donald Trump would be like for about 4 years?
Oh, yes. The Democrats would, there would be suicides left and right.
I mean, he would be going up to Ruth Bader Ginsburg and go, boo! see what we can get with that.
And I wish he would retire.
Yeah, I mean, you and several tens of millions of people.
Because
we're not going to wish ill for her now, of any way.
Well, I wish nobody ill will, but she's been there long enough. You know, it's time for the old dog to head to the doghouse.
Did you just call RBG an old dog?
I did.
Okay. You are the winner of this week or not? Just kidding.
Well, Dan, Joey, thank you much. And I really do appreciate y'all's show. You really put some good insight on everything.
Well, I appreciate you listening and being a part of the show, my friend. You have a great day. Barbara, I hope you're back on. I hope you're on. I've got to go to a break, though. Coming back to you, girl, right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Everyone's holiday looks a little different. Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is here to help keep your holiday cheer intact. Happy holidays from all of us at Dixie.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 2928, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to, Barbara. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. I had to hang up earlier, and I apologize.
What happened to you? Do you not like me anymore?
I love you, and I love Joey, and I hated to hang up, but I had to because I had a phone call that came in that I had to take, so I apologize.
Not a problem.
I hung on this time.
Good girl.
All I wanted to do is tell you guys, you and Joey especially, Merry, Merry Christmas, and I am so thankful and so grateful for the research and the work that you guys do. I do not listen to just a little bit of local news. The only information that I have comes from this radio station. And I am so grateful for the research that you guys do. And you have trained Joey great. His morning show is fabulous.
Indeed, it's true, Barbara. Indeed, it's true.
And you do a great job, both of y'all guys. I just thank you so much for all that you do. And I hope you have a very merry, healthy, safe Christmas and a happy new year. But I'll be calling before the new year's up.
You better be, girl.
I will. I love you guys.
Love you. Thank you.
I feel like you're part of my family. That's how much I listen.
Oh, well, that is so sweet. I am a part of your family.
Yes, you are.
What time do I come over for dinner tonight, Mom?
Well, you tell me what time, and I'll see what I can find to cook. I'm old. I don't cook much anymore.
Uh-oh.
But I'll cook for you. Cake.
I'll cook for you. How about that?
That sounds great, because you are really the cook.
I'd like to do it. I'd like to get around the world. Matter of fact, I've got some chili. Great. I have some chili at home that is just unbelievable right now.
I just love listening to you talking about the different things that you cook and the different equipment that you have is amazing.
Yeah, so. I put the blowtorch on some chili meat last night.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it tasted really good. Barbara, thank you so much for the kind words. Sam.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Smokin' Otis. Smokin' Otis, welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Dan.
Sure.
Look, do I need to bring my own bowl over there for some of that chili?
BYOB? No, I'll give you a bowl. You need to bring some chips because I'm running out of chips, so.
Well, that's all right. I'll bring my own chips. Look, you know, I was called up about Barbara there, and I was getting kind of worried about Barbara. Every time you'd pick up the phone, you'd ask for Barbara, she weren't there. So, and then when you went out of the last segment and into the break, Joey played the most appropriate bumper music for Barbara. You just keep me hanging on.
Well, that wasn't my intention, but
he wasn't trying to send code out.
No.
I was just kind of curious about that. Well, look, Dan, I'm just curious, man. We should take a poll and find out when Nancy Pelosi's teeth are going to fly out her mouth. Because I'm looking for it. I believe they're going to have them full of them. You know, if I had that kind of money, I believe I'd fix my mouth.
She, everything is just a knee-jerk reaction to her, and she can't handle Donald Trump. So all she does is criticize it. But some of the crap she's saying about our country and our Constitution and praying and this kind of stuff, I'll be honest with you, I am fed up with it. I'm fed up with her pious nature and her using things like Founding Fathers and Constitution and God as a shield. To make her good, she's awful.
It makes her feel good, but it makes all us out here irritate. I mean, you can't be talking like that up there and not practice what you preach. And we know she ain't practicing what you preach.
Amen.
You know, it's just awful. Anyway, I just was curious about Barbara. I'm glad she's back on there. I'd like to get on Sweet Creek again this time.
You got a smoking artist? Give me a month and day of birth.
It's 5:10. Joey probably already got that wrote down.
He knows you, buddy. He knows you.
Yeah. Well, I want to second what Barbara said, man. We really do appreciate y'all up there, all the hard work y'all do and the information y'all give us. Dan, it's invaluable to us out here.
Wow, those are kind words. That's a paycheck for us, so we really appreciate it. Smoking Otis, if I don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas.
You have a Merry Christmas and a happy holidays and prosperous New Year.
Absolutely.
Both you and both and your listeners.
Thanks.
Appreciate y'all, Dan. Thank you, buddy.
Don't forget, Hey Ride tonight, 6 to 8. Kids will be able to ride with Santa Claus tonight free at Sweet Creek Farm Market. They are going to love it. Go by and see them 6 to 8. First come, first serve. We're going to be back with Frank right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi refusing to say when she will take the next step in the impeachment of President Trump,
naming impeachment managers to present those articles of impeachment for a Senate trial.
When we see what their process is, we will know who and how many we want to send over.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the delay is evidence Democrats are afraid to show their shoddy work product to the Senate.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Lawyers for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange telling a London court he should not be extradited to the U.S. because the charges against him are political in nature.
Assange is accused of leaking thousands of classified documents. He spent around 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy in London to avoid questioning in a Swedish rape investigation. He was arrested last April when Ecuador withdrew his asylum.
Fox's Kitty Logan in London. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Some nice weather for a couple of days before rain returns this weekend. Today, sunshine but cool, high 54. Clear, another freeze tonight, overnight low 31. Tomorrow, a little warmer, still dry, upper 50s, then periods of rain at times, Saturday, Saturday night, and Sunday, high temperatures in the 50s over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hello, I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, but in night. Christmas card I write. May your days, be merry and bright. May all your Christmases be.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I'm dreaming of white.
272-9228, this is where we are. just like the ones I used to know. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Frank. Frank, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
How you doing, Mr. Morris? Joey, how are you guys?
Frank, we're great. And you?
Good, good. Can I get out on Sweet Creek first?
Absolutely. Give me a month and day of birth.
9/12.
You got it.
Okay. I love you guys' show. I want to give you my appreciation for all the hard work I know goes into all the technological stuff you guys do and putting information out there.
Well, thank you.
And I've listened to the show today, and there's been the horrible incident of the person jumping off the bridge. Everyone's upset about politics and everything else. So in gathering my thoughts, if that's possible, to try to talk about one issue, I sat down and I said, well, let me call them and just say what I'm feeling.
Sure.
And what I'm feeling is at this time of year, regardless of what any politician tells us, there is a higher power. And this is the time of year for that, to really respect that and appreciate that. So I want to wish you and all your listeners, and Joey and everybody's family, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Frank. And you're absolutely right. We forget about our brothers that are out there, and I think we get too predisposed to a lot of things, and a lot of people hurting in this world.
That's right. That's right.
That's why they said, I was in prison, you came and visited me, I was hungry and you fed me, I was naked and you clothed me.
That's right. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas to you, Frank. Right. Thanks for the words.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Yes. Let's stay with Lindsey Graham here. Where the Republicans hang together.
We had one fact witness. Every other witness was a hearsay witness or an opinion witness or an ivory tower professor witness that wants to impeach the president because he once used the words fake and news in a tweet. So my question to you is, okay, it goes to the Senate. Mitch McConnell's been very clear. You've been very clear. Some have asked me on radio, TV, they write me. What about Mitt Romney? What about Susan Collins of Maine, which I think she needs the president's support? What about Lisa Murkowski or I don't even know who else?
Yeah, I know. Well, here's what I think. I think Republicans are going to be very reluctant to legitimize what the House did, because if you care about the presidency as an institution, what they did in the House is really a threat to the presidency. They started impeachment in the House Intel Committee. The president's lawyer was not present. It was hearsay upon hearsay, behind closed doors, selectively leaking information. The only actual fact witness exonerated the president. This is the first impeachment done by partisan politicians. Every other impeachment has been driven by outside counsel spending time and money looking in accusations that resulted in criminal liability. Bill Clinton actually committed a crime. Donald Trump's done nothing wrong. So I really think it's going to be difficult for Republicans to legitimize what the House did.
I agree. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Oh, Dan, I apologize for breaking up a good role. I can tell you just played a cut and was getting ready. Anyway, I just want to say thank you. Thank you and Merry Christmas. I appreciate y'all, you and Joey and the whole crowd, and being on the job and being able to summarize and cut through all the racket and you put out good information, and like I said, it's great to be able to listen to that and catch up during the day of what's going on.
Well, I appreciate those kind words. Hey, Joey, everybody's being nice to us.
I know.
What's wrong with that?
Okay.
What's going on
here, Dan? Look.
Hold on.
Look, I was talking to Joey the other day.
Now he's unloading us.
Here you go.
We were discussing the criminal named Donald Trump, because, they wouldn't have gone onto all this if he wasn't guilty of something. And Hello?
You're good.
Oh, no, man. Hey, that attitude's out there. It wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't guilty or something. Well, it's just depraved. It's just desperate behavior. This is a minute ago. Somebody was talking about, the rumors start flying. Will Trump, at the end of his term, will he give up the presidency? I remember that same racket during the end, right there at the end of the Clinton era. I was flipping around the radio one night. I was picking up a border station. Somebody had cranked up the power all the way from Texas, and you could hear it. There was some holy roller It was just threatening doomsday and martial law, and that Bill Clinton wasn't going to give up the presidency. And just so, you know, there's going to be people that try to assume profit off of noise or just enjoy making noise. Well, I've heard all this before, and I think Trump's the right man, the right place. And well, he's not going to do anything insane. I don't think, but we will see.
In the fullness of time, as we say.
In the fullness of time. Oh, man, get in on Sweet Creek, please, sir.
Give me a month and day of birth.
3/5.
You got it, big guy. You got it.
Hey, listen, y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Now I kind of got the pattern. What they do is they say nice things about us, and then they want to get in the drawing.
Right. You just love me for my gift basket.
Yeah, there you go. It's not really the show that you like. It's okay. So, Lindsey Graham, on what happens in the Senate when this bad boy gets there?
You're gonna have House members, I guess, whoever their team is. They will present their case. And then what happens?
Well, here's what's going to happen. This needs to be looked at as a Supreme Court argument. Our House colleagues on the Republican side, Jordan, Meadows, Gates, the whole list, Biggs, you name it, Radcliffe did a great job exposing this sham. But when we come to the Senate, we're going to have the Chief Justice of the United States sitting, presiding over the trial. And this needs to be presented to the Senate reasonably and rationally based on facts and law. And here's what I hope the president will do. I hope he will put a legal team together that can tear this case apart factually and legally. We're going to acquit the president. I think it will be bipartisan sooner rather than later. And the political consequences to this will be felt in the next election. Play this tape on election night. I'll make a prediction here. The impeachment of this president by Nancy Pelosi, Schiff, and Nadler will do as much to get Donald Trump reelected as that litany of accomplishments.
Wow. Oh, Lindsey's on a roll there. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey. Merry Christmas to y'all and everybody out there in Radio Land.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I have a question for you about the whole process. I've been studying it, and we know that in the Constitution, Chief Justice Roberts sits in place of VP Pence to go over the Senate to manage the process.
Right.
Does he, as the judge, have any say-so about the evidence that is being presented by the House to the Senate?
Yes.
If he believes that the evidence is not forthcoming and meeting judicial standard, couldn't he throw the whole thing out?
Well, here's the way it has to go, is that the first thing they do is they have a vote on what will be the rules of impeachment. And the Senate has does that, and it's a 51 majority vote. So if all the Republicans are with it, they come up with a standard. So in other words, they could say, we will not take any hearsay evidence. It has to be fact-based evidence, which would rule out about 90% of the case against Trump. And we'll not have any hearsay witnesses. And so they vote on it, and that's the rule he has to go by. Now, if he judges or rules on something, the senators can actually override the judge with a 51 vote. So if he rules on dismissal and the Senate does not want to dismiss, a 51 vote majority would stop them from it being dismissed. Now, it probably will happen the other way around. The attorneys will ask for dismissal, and the judge will say, we'll allow the Senate to vote on it.
Oh, okay. You know, so that means that it has to be an equal agreement then between the Senate and the third branch of the government, the judicial, to let it move forward or go by the wayside.
It doesn't have to be an agreement. It has to be the Senate, the Justice Roberts can say something, but the Senate can overrule him if they'd like.
Okay. It's just a little confusion on that part, because there's supposed to be three co-equal branches of government. And that just seems like to me that the Senate is taking power away from the judicial say-so. Is all. I was just trying to understand the process a little more.
Yeah, well, actually, the way to look at it, and I was reading about this in the Federalist Papers just a couple of days ago, is the concept is they're bringing in a third party to preside over the proceedings because they are a third party and they don't have the bias of the Senate. And so that was the reason that Hamilton suggested that it be the Chief Justice.
Oh, okay. Well, Merry Christmas, y'all. Y'all have a great day.
Merry Christmas to you, Steve. Arthur, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. First time calling. I'd like to enjoy your show.
Well, wait a minute. So tell me about yourself.
Okay. Retired military and moved back to Alabama about 4 years ago. enjoying life.
Well, thank you for your service. What branch were you in, and what did you do in the military?
I spent about 25 years as a paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division.
Paratrooper, huh? You jump out of a perfectly good airplane, huh?
Perfectly good airplane.
Wow. So what was the scariest jump you ever did?
Oh, I would say probably when the winds was high at midnight and didn't know whether or not when and where I was going to hit.
There you go, or what tree you were going to land in.
Exactly right. Yes, but my comment is that we ought to be praying for all of our leaders, and I encourage that that we do that no matter what party. Pray for our leaders, because I think that's really the truth to get us through this.
Absolutely. And that,
yes, sir. And I do thank you for your show, and God continue to bless you, and Merry Christmas.
Arthur, let me get your month and day of birth so I can put you in for the Sweet Creek.
Month is October the 3rd.
October the 3rd. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
No, never. No, sir.
Arthur, you got to go. It's a great place. It's on Highway 231. Less than 2 minutes past the turn to Taylor Road on your left-hand side. It is spectacular.
Wonderful. Okay.
Listen in. We're going to do that drawing tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Going to be back. Final segment. Dan Moore Show.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6, on the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, it's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now, with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our three girls and me to see where he grew up, showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalks so perfectly that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228 is where we are. Let me see the clips here. I think we need to get this polling stuff. That probably audience will be more interested in that than anything else. Of course, the Mike Lee stuff is good. Of course, the stuff about talking about FISA is really good. I tell you, there's some people ready to dump FISA. Let's do the polls, and Trump sees impeachment favoring him.
Republicans were fighting to stop his impeachment in Washington.
The polls are on the president's side. So did Democrats sign their own pink slips like Republicans suggest? Here to weigh in is Trump 2020 Deputy Communications Director Aaron Perini. Let's talk about the approval ratings right now. President Trump is at 45%. This is 151 weeks into the presidency. At that same time, President Obama, then President Obama, was at 42%. You know, you look at that difference. You look at everything that's been going on this year and the last couple years, to be honest, and you look at the crowd that President Trump brings to these rallies, what does all of that say to you?
Well, we continue to see the stark contrast in vision and leadership between President Trump and House Democrats. President Trump rallying thousands of supporters in Michigan last night, a key state to victory in 2016 and a key state again in 2020. And we saw Nancy Pelosi and the squad walking their majority makers, the people that gave her the speaker's gavel for the second time, straight off the plank and into an early retirement. Not only is President Trump at record high approval ratings, he also has approval for himself against impeachment. We have seen a shift in the polling on impeachment where now it is at a high of disapproval. It has jumped up more than 5 points in support of not impeaching this president. Democrats have abdicated their leadership in the pursuit of partisan politics, and we could not see a clearer contrast than we saw last night.
There you go. That's right. And let me tell you something. The polling stuff I'm looking at, ooh, it's tough. Let's go to Brenda. Brenda, welcome aboard the Demo Show. Brenda.
Hello. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Brenda, how are you, my dear?
I am doing just fine. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I was calling in regard to some conversation earlier on the show about people that were suffering from mental illness and had addictions and so on and so forth. I worked as a chemical addiction therapist for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's such a sad, sad situation. And I heard Dan make a comment about a young lady. He knew that the family, you know, had just kind of given up on her and, you know, did not want to have anything to do with her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a big problem when I was working in that field. It is not that the family doesn't love the person or does not care. It's just that the family is completely worn out and
yeah.
They just don't.
Yeah, that's what I said, is that that's exactly right. And they've been dealing with it, and they think that if they deal with it anymore, they're just enabling her.
That's exactly right. And what I've always believed is that, you know, we treat the addict, we treat the alcoholic, and we treat the addict, but we do not offer anything for the family. The family needs the treatment and the counseling just as much as the addict or alcoholic does.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I would love to see Alabama or just all across the USA programs developed that work with both the family and with the addict and alcoholic. And so far, we just don't have that. Or if we do, they don't come together like they should.
Now, let me tell you something, and you're going to hear me say this a million times. Mental health is one of the most pressing issues that we have locally, in our state, and in our nation.
Yes, it is. I agree 100%. But, you know, we just can't. It's really hard for someone to understand how devastating this can be. Unless they've had someone in their family that's had a problem with alcohol or drugs.
Yeah. No, that's right. What area did you work in chemical dependency? Were you a counselor or were you in the medical side?
A therapist.
Therapist, okay. Therapist. Are you an LPC?
I received my master's in psychology, and I worked with alcoholics and addicts and their families for many, many years.
There you go. Well, I appreciate your work, and I hope we do, as a country, as a state, and as a community, we start addressing this problem. It's only going to get worse.
That's exactly right. It is going to get worse. And let me ask you, can I put my name in for the Sweet Creek drawing?
No. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Okay. Give me your month and day of birth.
9/13, and this is my first call.
Brenda. Oh, boy, you're going to step on Papa B here. Papa B, I got to talk to Brenda, so hey, patience. Brenda, how long have you been listening to the show?
For a long time. I enjoy listening to you and Joey. I listen to you all every day.
Really? Every day? So do you use me as therapy?
I do sometimes.
So you listen every day. You've been listening for a long time. Are you currently a therapist?
No, I retired about 6 years ago.
Congratulations, Brenda. I want to be like you when I grow up.
Well, I want to be like you when I grow up.
There you go. See, neither of us will ever grow up that way.
Well, I appreciate
Brenda, let me ask you a couple questions here. When do we do the drawing?
You do it tomorrow between 2:30 and 2:45.
What's in that gift basket?
$60 or whatever you want to put it.
Have you ever been to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
I have.
How did you like it?
I love it.
Let me tell you, can you imagine getting a $60 gift basket from there?
Oh, I think that would be just a little piece of heaven.
Well, Brenda, you may, in the words of Milton McGregor, be a winner too. Listening tomorrow, I really enjoyed my conversation with you.
I enjoyed it too, and you all have a good day.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Let me have a 30-second hello to Papa B. Papa B, I'm sorry, buddy. You came into the gate too late. I'm out of time.
I know. That's all right. I'll try back, but there's something I want to talk to you about. And that'll be tomorrow, I guess.
There you go, my friend. Guys, don't forget the hayride for kids down at Sweet Creek Farm Market. It's free from 6 to 8, first come, first serve. What I do is take grandchildren and children there, get a little dinner, get your name in on the list, and go do the hayride and have a great time at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Joey.
Yes.
Thank you for a great show,
my
friend.
Good show today, indeed. We had a lot of love there in the last hour. I don't know. We did.
Yeah, no. What's wrong with these people? They're certainly like us, Joey.
I don't know.
Guys, be good. Be safe. But be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.